Hey guys, today we are talking warm-up sets 101. So I've had a couple of requests for more scientific-based episodes slash educational ones. And warm-up sets is a, same as the Rest Periods podcast, bit of an anecdotal type thing. You kind of need to work out what works for you, the limitations that you're under, and if you have unlimited time. If I had an unlimited time to train, like 2 hours plus, I would be doing it differently than if I had 60 minutes to train. But you need to work out what works for you and the limitations you've got. There's best case scenario and then there's just the case scenario. So I'll give you all the information today. You can work out whatever method is going to work best for you, but come up with a method and actually stick to it and use it. That's the best way to ensure that you're going to get results. Like same with warming up in terms of stretching. Mobility, activation, those types of things. I have a method that works for me. It doesn't necessarily work for everyone else. That's completely up to you. So warm-up sets are an important component of a well-rounded training routine. They're typically low-intensity sets performed before the main workout to prepare the body for the upcoming training. Generally, like the point of it is to reduce your prevalence or prevention of injury, optimize performance in the gym, and increase blood flow, raise the body temperature, activate muscles, and like get the nervous system jacked up and fired up. Warming up properly can massively reduce your injury risk and increase your performance during the session. So, you know, the main points and purpose of warm-up sets are increase blood flow, get blood flow pumping and going through the area, increase mobility to improve joint mobility and flexibility. This can basically help you move freely throughout a workout. And then we've got neural activation. Warm-up sets are really good to activate the nervous system, get the connection between the brain and the muscles activated and firing. Then we've got mental preparation. So mental prep is like your ability to like hold a heavy load on your back and prepare for what is coming up in terms of the session ahead. A cool strategy you can use for mental prep is to actually do, say if we're training, you know, 3x3 at 80%, you could actually do one rep at 90% to mentally prepare yourself for the heavy loads. Then you could do back offs from there. Really good way of training. And then lastly, we've got injury prevention. So, you know, probably the most important benefit of doing warm-up sets is your ability to reduce your injury risk by properly preparing the body for the upcoming workout. You know, you can reduce your ability to get muscle strains, joint sprains, and other injuries that occur. So how, a couple of ways you can structure your warm-up sets. We've got a percentage-based method, a set rep method, general to specific approach, and just a general dynamic stretching approach. So I'll go through them now. So the percentage-based method, this involves using a percentage of your 1RM to determine the weight for each warm-up set. A good example for this would be like an athlete would perform, you know, 50% of their 1RM for 8, followed by 70% for 5, and then gradually increasing the weight and dropping the reps from there. So go 70 for 5, 80 for 3, 90 for 1. This is really beneficial for someone who's looking to maximize their strength gains. So that would be a 5-set warm-up, which is quite a while. Depends how many sets you're doing in your workout. If you did like a 5-set warm-up and then you did a 10-set squat session, it's 15 sets, man. It's going to take you like 45 minutes. So it's fucking ages. So it needs to be within the guidelines or the parameters that you have for each of the workout. Next up, we have a set rep scheme. This involves doing a rep scheme with each warm-up set. So an athlete may perform 2 sets of 8 reps with a light weight, followed by 2 sets of 5 with a slightly heavier weight, and then gradually increase the weight. So you could do two sets of 8, 2 sets of 5, 2 sets of 3, increase the weight as you go. It doesn't have to be percentage-based. Next up, we have the general to specific method. This would be starting out with a warm-up like jogging, cycling, followed by exercises that become gradually more specific to the upcoming workout. So I kind of like the general to specific approach with the percentage-based approach. So what I'll do in a warm-up is I'll get in. We have like 5 warm-up boards in the gym. So we've got upper body, lower body, full body, snatch, clean, jerk, all these specific types of warm-ups. So what I'll do if it's a lower body session or a full body, I'll go and do the full body warm-up, which will be foam rolling, mobility exercises for the joints we're using. Then I'll go into more of a intense warm-up, so getting the heart rate going, jumps, activating the neural system, and then we'll do a specific warm-ups for the exercise which we're doing on that day. And then lastly, we have a dynamic stretching approach. So this involves dynamic stretching exercises that help activate the muscles and prepare them for the upcoming workout. You know, for a lower body session, be like leg swings, you know, hip thrusts, hip circles, those types of things. This approach is useful for, you know, athletes that struggle with mobility and reduce their risk of injuries. So let's talk the role of mobility exercises and stretching. You know, it's not warm-up set specific, but important to touch on and chat about, especially as this is an educational podcast. So, you know, the role of mobility exercises and stretching is improves your joint mobility. So you want to pick mobility exercises that improve the range of motion or flexibility of the joints you're using. So if we're doing a squat session, we want to be really targeting ankles and hips. Essentially, they're going to be the main things that we want to target during that session. Next up, we have like enhanced muscle activation. So stretching and mobility exercises to, you know, activate quote unquote the muscles that we're using. In terms of like activation exercises, let's hammer on the squat. You know, there would be more benefit to activating your glutes and hip flexors than there would be activating your shoulders during a squat session, because they're going to be the prime movers towards it. So we just want to think like specifically, what are we actually going to accomplish during the session that's ahead? We want to be activating those. Next up, we've got increased blood flow. So, you know, stretching, mobility exercises, especially like foam rolling, anything like that, is going to help deliver oxygen and nutrients to that area. Worst thing you can do when you're warming up or going through warm-up sets is do nothing specific about the exercise we're doing. People that do that, like they rock up to the gym 2 minutes before the session, don't stretch, do a 5 minute active warm-up and then get into it. I was like, it fucking baffles me. They're just not putting themselves in the right frame of mind. And then like you've got people that show up 30 minutes early and they basically just roll around on a foam roller for 30 minutes talking. Like that's not going to do anything to increase your performance, and they wonder why they don't get as good results. Let's talk reducing muscle tension. So stretching, mobility, those types of exercises reduce muscle tension and tightness. This can be especially important for athletes who spend heaps of time sitting. So if you're someone that spends heaps of time sitting, anything on the front of your body like hip flexors, quads, those types of areas are going to get really jacked up and tight. Everything on the back is going to get long and weak. So it's short and tight, long and weak, and always works like that. It's like the curse of the 21st century is, you know, people sit in a desk so long. You know, funny enough, I'm sitting at a desk right now recording this podcast, but, you know, it's not good for you, and you need to get yourself out of that position before we go to try and take yourself into a crazy position and you put heaps of weight on your back in a squat. And then the last thing with mobility activation exercises, improves the mind-body connection. So it gets your ability to connect your mind and body. You know, if we're stretching a hamstring or we're stretching a quad or we're stretching a hip flexor, we can have our ability to think about connecting those areas and stretching those areas properly, which also helps with having a better session. So some common mistakes to avoid before we get into specifics. Not warming up enough. This is common, as I just went through. You know, skipping or you know, rushing the entire warm-up will fucking probably cripple your results in the gym. Next one is doing too many warm-up sets. I find this is super common, especially in my gym. People are doing warm-up sets like 20 minutes before the session. I personally like 3 sets, and I'll go through why in a minute. Next one is using too much weight. So people are going too heavy too quickly. Also depends on your strength levels. Next one is neglecting their mobility exercises before. This is fucking crucial. If you're squatting, you need to hit mobility and activation exercises that are going to improve your squat, especially if you have discrepancies or issues with your squatting. And then the last thing is not adjusting the warm up for the workout. So it has to be specific. It has to be low intensity or high intensity. Let's talk practical application and tips. I would always start out a warm-up. You should start out a warm-up, depending if you're into it, with 5 to 10 minutes low-intensity cardio, walking, that type of stuff. Add in foam rolling and then into general mobility exercises for the session ahead. Then you want to start doing a specific warm-up for the workout you're going to do. If you're doing a lower body squat based session, you should be doing mobility or warm-up exercises to enhance that session. Then we want to adequately load up the bar for the session ahead, which I'm going to go through now. So always think about warm-up sets as low intensity to high intensity. That's even warm-up in general. It always should start out with, you know, foam rolling, walking on a treadmill, riding a bike, something super chill. Finishing with dynamic stretching, then into specifics of actually doing the loads that are going to come up in the session ahead. Foam rolling to dynamic stretches, then onto the bar. My favorite and most simple warm-up method is 5-3-1. 5 reps at 70%, 3 reps at 80, and then 1 rep at 90. Really good warm-up routine if you're even going less weight than 90% for your working sets, because it gets you neurally activated. Really simple and good way to do it, depending on time. If you're someone that is freaking out about time, then freaking out about not having enough time, then this is great. If you're someone that tends to over warm up, this is also great. This is a method I would stick with and just see how you go for it. And then in terms of like rest periods between these, this is not like something that you need minutes of rest between warm-up sets. They are at a sub-max weight, so you can get away with resting a little bit less. Once again, like the best method of training it is just with partners. So if you're in a group of 2, 3, or 4, it's perfect because the inbuilt rest periods are in there. Everyone does 70% at 5. Everyone does 80% at 3 reps at 80%. Everyone does 90 at 1. Then you get into your working sets. It's like the perfect stopwatch for training.